No, I was just thinking because the way I suppose the way I think is less of the town planner and more of the philosophy of space. And if I think ahead about transport, I feel like we've reached a kind of nadir of individualism, you know, and the car is that. It's like before there was any concern of resources, you had a car, it was a status symbol, you used it, it was the most efficient, easy way of going. And now I think in the future we're going to have to think more collectively again. We've kind of pushed ourselves to the limit. And I think there will be what I've seen in, say, Long Island, where in the rush hour you're not allowed to travel on your own. You have to have someone else. There has to be two plus in the car in order to use the car. And what was really funny is that you then find people cut out figures, cardboard figures, the real individualists. They cut out cardboard figures and they would put them in the passenger seat so it looked as though there were two people in the car. Still trying to travel once. But I think it'll be more like us being forced to realise that we can't think individually. So there'll be much more collective transport. I think that's the way I see it. Many more ways of... And if you want to be individual, you'll have to be individual in a way that doesn't empower people. Or it will divide people in the sense that, you know, those that can buy their way to individualism will carry on doing it even more than those who can't.